Simin Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. Today we're going to do Sif Gimel and Dalet. Up until now, we had learned the halachas of Slichas, the minhagim of fasting on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and now in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, Ein noflim al pneim be'erev Rosh Hashanah betfilah, af al pi shenoflim al pneim b'ashmoros b'slichas. Very interesting thing. In Slichas on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we end with Tachanun. Now, Slichas generally ends, regardless of when you start, it generally ends after daybreak. Now, if it's already day and it's Erev Yontif, on Erev Yontif we don't say Tachanun. However, since the Zman of Slichas is by night, the custom is still to say Tachanun at the end of Slichas and Erev Rosh Hashanah. But that same day, you finish Slichas, you begin davening. After Shmoneh Esrei, you don't say Tachanun because it's Erev Yontif. So halach is that we do not say Tachanun on Erev Rosh Hashanah in davening, although we say Tachanun on Erev Rosh Hashanah in Slichas. Then the Ramah says, Ve'ein Tokin be'Erev Rosh Hashanah, that we do not blow shofar, although the minhag is to blow shofar from Rosh Chodesh Elul, we stop on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now there are two reasons given for this, and there's a difference between the two reasons in practical terms. And that is, the first one is to show the difference between the blowing of the shofar as custom and the blowing of shofar as halacha. This seems to be a very important principle, that a Jew must be aware of what he is doing as a matter of custom and what he is doing as a matter of halacha, because we treat them differently. One has to be careful that when you blow as a matter of custom and then you find, well, all right, there's no shofar around, we don't blow. When it comes to blowing because the Torah says so, you're dealing with a mitzvah, saseh, doraisa, we treat it with so much more severity. So that we have to make an important statement. We are not blowing an Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're stopping. Why? Because what we did up until now was custom. Tomorrow we're going to do the real thing. Tomorrow we're going to be blowing shofar because it's a mitzvah doraisa. There's a second reason given, and that is we want to confuse the satan. The satan saw us blowing and blowing and blowing, and then we stopped. So you think, all right, Jews aren't going to blow, great. So he can take it easy. And then we'll catch him by surprise on Rosh Hashanah when we start blowing shofar again. The difference between the two is that according to the first reason, where you have to stop, so you make the statement that what we're doing tomorrow is not the same as what we did every other day by stopping in public. That doesn't mean that you can't practice. Whereas if the reason is in order to confuse the satan and have him think, oh, you're not going to blow this Rosh Hashanah, if you spend all Erev Rosh Hashanah practicing, you're giving it away. So there, even for practice, you wouldn't blow. Lahalacha, we follow both reasons, and it is preferable not to blow at all an Erev Rosh Hashanah, even for practice. However, it says, if someone does have to practice, he should do it behind a closed door. So Bitsina, one could practice blowing shofar even on Erev Rosh Hashanah, if he's not done practicing until then. But otherwise, it should not be done in a way that people are hearing shofar blowing on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Sutton is supposed to be under the impression that this year Jews are just not going to blow. Sif Dalid, Mechapsim u'mistaprim be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Mechapsim means that one has clean clothes. One washes their clothing, u'mistaprim, and you take a haircut on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why do we do that? Not only in honor of Yontif, but also to show that we are confident. We go into Rosh Hashanah with a feeling of confidence that we are going to get a Shana Tova Masuka, that we're going to get a good din on Rosh Hashanah. We're not overconfident, we make sure to do tshuva. But we are confident that we do tshuva and Hashem accepts our tshuva and that we get a good psak din. So it's important to come into Rosh Hashanah with confidence, and we show this by way of making sure that we cleaned our clothes and also taking a haircut in honor of Rosh Hashanah. The halacha of clean clothes means that your clothes should be clean. In terms of what kind of clothes to wear, so there's a whole discussion back in the Rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, that for Rosh Hashanah we wear clean clothing. We don't wear extravagant clothing. So he says that one does not on Rosh Hashanah one does not wear silk clothing, for example. Apparently, silk was something that was worn that's your finest. You wouldn't wear that on, we did not wear that on Rosh Hashanah. In Russia, we clean clothing. and nice clothing. There's some places where the minhag is to wear white. In other places, even if you don't wear white, but you wear something more conservative on Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the atmosphere, although it's a festival, it's a heavy-headed festival. It's a festival where we understand that we're dealing with something very serious. We are confident, but we don't spend our day singing and dancing. We're not rejoicing on Rosh Hashanah. We are confident, but it's a serious time, and that has to be reflected in our clothing. The Rama adds to that that there is a minhag of going to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if somebody cannot go to the mikvah, then at least he should have tisha kavim. He should have 9 kavim of water poured on him. As far as use of the shower, the poskim bring down many different opinions of that, if that really works. But the right way of going about it is to have this large bucket of water that one pours over himself. And also that if one does go to the mikveh, he should go no earlier than an hour before Chatzos, so that it is obvious that this is in honor of Yontif and not just going to the mikveh on any day of the week. The Rama also brings a custom of going to the Beis HaKvaros and davening there on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, the reason, this is going to a Beis HaKvaros where tzaddikim are buried. And the idea is that we want to use their schus. The Mishnah Berurah is very careful to point out that when someone goes to a Beis HaKvaros, you don't go and daven to the people buried there. Doresh el hamesim, asking the dead to pray for you is not a Jewish thing. What we do is we say, in the schus of the tzaddikim buried here, we are asking. Another thing that he says is that Alpi Kabbalah, one does not go to the same kever twice in the same day. So if one goes to a kever on Rosh Hashanah, he would only go there once, and then you do not go back a second time on that day, that is. So there's this custom of going to the Beis HaKvaros on Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is Kivrit Tzadikim in order to daven. There are places where people go daven in Kivrit Tzadikim, all of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Mishnah Berurah mentions only Mishnah, because he's referring to the Rama, who only talks about going to Kivrit Tzadikim on Erev Rosh Hashanah itself. And Nosnim Tztaka La'aniyim. It is also customary, when one goes to the Beis HaKvaros, to actually give Tztaka La'aniyim there, or to set aside money for aniyim, tshuva utfilu utstaka, mavirin esroa hagezeirah.